Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. We have a card from a deck in progress by Asphodelon on Instagram. It's called the Mythos Tarot, and this is the Knight of Swords. Now, I'll be honest, when I look at this, I'm like, geez, maybe I have the wrong image, but it is labeled Knight of Swords, so we're going with it. We certainly have an interesting day in store. Nothing over the top, mind you, but we have that Virgo moon, which usually has a tendency to be, you know, just an average kind of moon when you think about it, because it's more about the getting ready for things than it is the actual doing, it seems, at least for me. But it's going to make four aspects today. We have an opposition with Saturn, an opposition with Venus, and then a trine with Jupiter, and a trine with Uranus. So, yeah, a little bit of everything going on. Now, with the oppositions, things are not always really comfortable. And our Knight of Swords is definitely used to challenges. That's for sure. I always say it's kind of like, you know, having to go through life shitstorms. And he's there, you know, making his way through them. That kind of a thing. So, you know, those oppositions, it's a good possibility. Doesn't mean it's bad, but it might be that, like, that SSDD kind of stuff going on. But it gives way to a more social energy when it trines with Jupiter. And then, who knows, maybe a road trip when it trines with Uranus, because that's a more unexpected type of energy. It's encounters and things like that. This night can be a little bit hasty at times, all right? So, you know, very easy to just, you know, go on his way and do whatever, because, you know, he sees the challenge and he's boom, 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 right? So you just might want to think first. You have to remember it's Aries season and Mercury is there in shadow. The Sun is there. Chiron is there. And so is the North Node. And you can tackle things, right? But I'd say in a cautionary manner. Not, you know, willy-nilly, as they would say. Feels like the kind of day, and I'll try to explain this, because we have a Mercury retrograde coming up. We are getting very close to our first eclipse of the year, right, in just a couple days. And, you know, there's little stuff going on right now, right? The moon's still in Virgo, not in Libra yet, where the eclipse will be. And this feels like a day of laying low and doing what you need to do. I think one of the key things to keep in mind is understanding what Aries energy means for you, all right, and what part of your life you need to apply it to. And that is the part you need to be giving your focus to get things done before Mercury retrogrades on April the 1st. Otherwise, you might find yourself, you know, with your back against the wall and things that need your attention and redoing. So get them out of the way. That will be the best way to use this night for any challenging things. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.